everybody. Welcome to the post game. All right, so Mark and Grace stayed behind to do this post game, and I'm super grateful for it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Let's finally have a little bit of fun, because that was a heavy show.
Today
was a hard day to put the rundown together, because everyone was hyper-focused on the whole Mika Brzezinski thing.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of those types of stories.
I'll tell you I'm glad you mentioned it. Real quick, then we'll get into whatever we talk about. The thing I didn't like about the Mika Brzezinski story, and it's like, as Anna says, one of those stories, is that it did take everybody's attention away from all the bad-ass shit that's going
down. But not mine, not ours. Mm-hmm. Like, we covered a lot of important stories today. And so,
I agree.
I'm sure we'll get heat for covering the Mika thing, but I don't really care. Like, I think it's
important. I think you have to address it. I mean, yeah. You've got Ryan coming forward and commenting on it. You've got major congressional leadership weighing in on it. You can't ignore it.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway.
Yeah. So back to fun. I don't know if this is fun, but maybe it'll spark an interesting conversation. So I hate when I don't know how to do something myself. Okay, more importantly, I hate relying on other people. Like, I despise relying on other people. And I'm not a jack of all trades, so I have to rely on people for updates to my bathrooms, right?
I was just about to guess about you on your bathroom.
Yeah.
So this is about your bathroom?
Yeah.
Because I follow this bathroom on Instagram. So I'll
do my story on it. This all started when I met with a bunch of contractors, which was a terrible idea if you're on a budget, because contractors are like, all right, how am I gonna fuck you? Like, tell me how many different ways can I overcharge you for things, and how can I fuck you? Like, that's what contractors, because contractors.
You're supposed to say my dad's a contractor.
Yeah, my dad's a contractor.
By the way, I'm not talking about like specific contractors. I'm talking about general contractors for like renovations and like home updates and things like that. Like, I don't even know if they actually do anything. I feel like being a contractor is the best way to make money and scam people, because like, I don't even know if they know how to do anything. They just have like some buddies who know how to do specific things.
Well,
right?
That is what they do. They're a clearinghouse for people who know how to do, for tradesmen who know how to do things.
By the way, if you're a general contractor, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I need a good general contractor. I'm not going to be able to get one after this.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, though.
Okay, but you have money. I don't. Okay, so I have to do things as close to my budget as humanly possible. My budget is not a lot. Okay, so anyway, one of the first contractors I met with quoted one bathroom at $32,000.
Oh my God!
And I was like, no, go fuck yourself. There's no way I'm spending 31 grand or 32 grand on a bathroom. That's insane.
And well, how big the bathroom's not huge at all.
It's not. No. It's like, I think.
Do you have a bath? Are they building a whole bathroom? Are you shitting outside right now? Like, what?
That's a better story.
I haven't been following this.
No, it's a remodel on an existing bathroom.
Do you have an Instagram account for your bathroom?
No. I do my story, my Instagram story on it.
I was gonna be like, because you don't even like social media for yourself, and you're like, gotta keep up with it.
No, but like, I don't like. Okay, just quick clarification on something. I don't like social media for like, I gotta take a picture of myself and post it. Like, and I know that I do that because
it's your job.
Some of it I like. Anyway, who cares? That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, but anyway,
wondering, like, what do they have to do to this bathroom for it to be $31,000?
So I came in with unreasonable expectations. My first expectation was, I want to replace the bathtub with a cast iron tub. It had like, right. I wanted completely
jacuzzi.
Retile. It's a bath and shower combo, right? Which most people have, I think.
Right.
And I was like, I want it all replaced. And I want to do completely new vanity. And then it had a soffit, which is like the worst design idea of the century.
What's a soffit?
A soffit is like a drop down ceiling, and it was soffit lighting. So it was like a drop down ceiling that took up a ton of space and made the space look smaller. And the whole point of it was to hide the really shitty wiring that they did for the fluorescent lighting. Like, it was super 80s, super crappy, and I had to get that demolished.
So you're
demoing
this entire bathroom down to the studs. Like,
what I originally planned,
right.
And then I realized, I don't have the money for that, and so I got to come up with clever ways to do this on a super tight budget. So instead of replacing the tub and stuff, I found out that you can do something called reglazing, which is actually excellent.
I've done it before.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
So I did the reglazing.
That reglazing, right, they just just do this treatment on the tub, and all of a sudden it's like a new tub.
It looks like a brand new tub, and it's like this special paint. It's not regular paint, so it's not as like fragile, I guess, or delicate. It's like the special paint that they do on top of the old tile in the old tub, and it literally looks like it's brand new. So I was like, win. You know, it's not the tub of my dreams, but who cares? It looks new. That's all I want. So that only costs like a couple $100 per bathroom, and I'm like, all right. It would have been like several thousands of dollars just to do that, and I saved some money there.
Can you glaze the whole room? Because then I would, I could do the whole thing for $1,200.
Yeah. I wish. So then the second part was the soffit and the electrical stuff. Obviously, I can't do alone. I need professionals for that. So they came and they did that. That was a little costly, but I want to do it right. I don't want to like have questionable wiring and then, you know, the building catch
on
fire.
As you're like relaxing in your tub. Yeah.
All
like
of a sudden.
Fire okay. over your head.
So then here's the other part where I try to save money. So I find websites where you can get discounts on materials if you're an interior design blogger.
Oh,
so
sure.
I was like, I'm an interior.
Oh my God.
Right? So, no, but I applied for the interior design blogger thing discount and I got approved. I'm like, fuck it. Okay, cool.
What?
Yeah, totally.
God.
I blog about interior design.
Yeah, no, you do a whole Instagram thing for interior design.
See?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
No, I believe it. That's crazy.
I know. I wish I'd known this.
Okay, but like here's the thing. When you're doing things like this, you run into so many little problems and little issues, right?
Like what?
Okay, so this is where it gets good. So I buy all the materials that I need, including like the tile floor. By the way, tile material is not that expensive, especially if you're just doing like a small bathroom. I bought the tile for $179. Porcelain tile. Right? Did my research, man. I am like grinding people. I'm like, oh, can you go lower? Lower.
Just a question. When do you have time for this?
Oh.
Because like I know your schedule and I'm just thinking, you've done your research on tile top of all the stories you prep?
Yeah, definitely.
That doesn't, I think you have an assistant that you're not telling
us
about.
No, I don't. Every free moment
that you're putting Charlie to work.
Every free moment that I have is literally spent researching this because I can't, like again, I can't go outside my budget. Like it's, and I have to get it done. So anyway, so.
So you get this tile for $175.
I got all the material. I'm ready to go. And I'm super excited because I'm actually way below my budget. The only thing I have to worry about now is labor, which is costly. So.
To get tile done well, it is, right?
Is costly, yes. Okay, so I start hitting up flooring contractors because I just need someone to come in and install the tile floor. No one will do it.
Why?
Right? They're like, no, you must be mistaken. We're not gonna come in for like a tile floor. No, we wanna do the whole bathroom, so go fuck yourself. Like that is, no one told me to go fuck myself, but that was like implied, right? Like, wait, you just want us to do this one small job? No. And I got no's across the board. It was the most frustrating thing. Finally, I found this one magical man. Okay, I found the unicorn and I'm like holding on to him for dear life. I'm like, please don't leave me, right? He came in, he gave me a quote. It was like a super reasonable quote, right? And he's like, yeah, I can start. I can't start when you want me to, but I can start on the week of the 10th. And I'm like, that's good enough. I had my bathroom demoed. So like the bathroom is like, aside from the tub that's been reglazed, it's like it's demoed and the toilet. The toilet's
so you heard it here first. Anna is pooping in a tub.
No.
The toilet's okay too.
We have like a small guest bathroom which I use, which luckily is there. But anyway, so here's the other problem though. I live in a building. I don't have a house, right? And so he's like, I need to use something called a wet saw. And I was like, okay. And he's like, so I need outdoor space for the wet saw. And I was like, okay. And he's like, so you're gonna have to notify the HOA and ask them if it's okay for me to use outdoor space to use wets. I was like, oh fuck. So this is where the real problem comes in.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, no.
HOAs
takes forever to get back.
HOAs
to
could be great, right? But HOAs can also be the worst. And I unfortunately live in a building that is it's really a retirement home.
How many units are there?
I don't know how
many. That's important because HOAs with a lot of units. Sometimes they handle it quickly.
You know, the HOA handles things quickly, right? It's the HOA board. And the HOA board is basically the people who live in the building, and they get together, sure, and they try to find ways to meddle in your personal life and make you miserable.
It's
that's
awful.
What the HOA board is, right?
Yeah. I think that's in the job description.
It is, it is, it is. Oh my God, it's the worst. Okay, so the HOA just voted on a new president. I did not participate because I don't know. This is a new living situation for me. So I don't know who the president is. I don't know who anyone is. I can't vote for people I don't know about.
How dare you?
I met the president for the first, not for the first time, for the second time yesterday. She had just gotten voted as president. And the first encounter I had with her, she scolded me like I'm a little fucking child because I was with Charlie. I didn't have the leash on Charlie while we were in the building. I usually like, he likes to run down the stairs. There's a stairwell that no one uses except for me and Christian, right? And so it's like his favorite part of the day. He loves to run down the stairs and then he runs up and then runs down and runs up. It's like he gets excited. So I love seeing that. So he does that, and then I open the doors to the lobby area so I can put the leash on him and we can go outside and go for a walk. All right, so the president, the new president of the HOA sees Charlie and she loses her shit, okay? She like, that dog needs to be on a leash. Why isn't the dog on the leash? You need to put the dog on a leash right now. If you're outside and he's not on a leash, I don't care. But in this building, he needs to be on a leash. And I was like, okay, I'll put him on a leash. I'm sorry, it's not that big. He's 15 pounds. He's like a small dog. It's not that big of a deal. And she's like, you're gonna get fined. And I was like, okay. And she's like, you're gonna get fined. I know you're gonna get fined because I'm the president.
Wow.
That's what she said to me.
It's not the kind of president you want.
She said that to me yesterday, right? And mind you, like I had just smoked a little weed. I'm feeling good. Like I was in such a good mood. I'm with my dog.
Smoke your weed in your apartment. You don't smoke your weed in a common area.
I'm feeling so nice and I'm relaxed and I'm like, I had a good day. Everything's great. And she's just yelling at me and I'm like, okay. You're gonna get fined, you're gonna get fined. All right. So the reason why I bring that up is because I contact the head of the HOA, which is like a third party basically, and they do like the payment processing and all this bullshit. So the head of the HOA is the nicest guy in the world, and I explain like the wet saw situation to him, and he's like, oh, it should be fine. He's like, you just need to write a letter to the HOA board so they can approve this project. And that was when I decided I'd rather hang myself, right, and I am not gonna ask for permission.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm gonna do. I am literally gonna set up a place in my home, okay? So this guy can use his wet saw. It is gonna cause a mess, it's gonna be a huge headache, but I would rather go through the painful process of doing that than have to deal with the HOA board and ask them for permission. I'm not gonna ask them for permission, never. I will never ask them for permission. Are you fucking kidding me? And here's another thing, everyone on that board is much older than me, and I'm not saying that to insult them, they just are.
Right.
Most of them have already retired, and they've paid off, you know, whatever unit they're living in, and they're comfortable, they're happy, whatever, except they have a lot of time on their hands.
Right.
And so they are obsessed with meddling in my personal life. One of them knocked on my door one day and was like, she was like, are you hiring painters? Yeah, I'm hiring painters. What the fuck does it matter to you, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm hiring painters. When are the painters coming?
What?
Wow.
Why do you care?
Like, what did you say?
I think I gave her a little bit of attitude, and then Christian actually, Christian jumped in and then I walked away.
Yeah, he can charm anybody.
He's so good.
Yeah,
so
that's good. You really want, in this case, you'd think you'd want Anna, but I think Christian is the guy.
Oh, no, Christian's way better than me.
Yeah.
Christian is 100 times better than me.
I was president of an HOA.
Oh, you're the best.
Let me tell you something. And this is the kind of neighbor I really am. I don't care what you do,
yes,
and I'm gonna do what I do, and
yes,
I don't want you asking me about what I do, and
do
I'm not gonna ask you about what you do. Okay, so that's the kind of neighbor I am.
Yeah.
But here's what I wanna tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I got to be president is not because I want to be president. Of course, no one wants to be president of an HOA.
I wanna be president, well, just so I don't enforce anything.
You're gonna have to do a lot of crap when you're president you don't wanna do.
Uh-huh.
But it's good if you want certain things at your building. This is a little tip. If you want something at your building where you live or your little community, you want something done that's not getting done, then you want to be president because you can make sure that gets done. Like I wanted a no parking sign because people were parking like service trucks were parking in front of my space.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that in like when I became president. But aside from that, forget. But anyway, here's what I want to tell you. So I've become president of this HOA because these people said, if you don't run, then that other dude and his wife are going to run, you know, and they are a terror. And I thought, oh, okay. And like I was, multiple people came to me and I said, all right, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, man, you know, like, the people. I love it, Mark. Like,
do it for us. I said, okay, cool, I'll do it for you. Okay, so I ran and I won. But then, like you imagine the U.S. government, the minute I won, they took me into a room and they go, okay, listen, this is what we got to tell you. This guy, Dwayne, he hasn't paid his, you know, HOA fees, and he made a bunch of changes to his unit, and they weren't approved. And we think that there are a lot of them that are architecturally compromised, and they're not to code. And you have to confront him and get all of this information. It was like being, if you're president of the United States, being told, okay, here's a story on Area 51. You know, the extraterrestrials landed back in the 50s, and we've been keeping them incarcerated during this time. It was unbelievable. You realized, oh, my God, this is horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
You've gone from being the guy who doesn't want to bother anybody to literally, I got to call somebody up. And I did. I called a guy up and go, hey, man, you know, this stuff was brought to my attention, and apparently we got to get it again. He said, F you and F this, and you're a piece of S and all this. It was unbelievable. I've never been yelled at like I was yelled at by that guy.
Yeah, you're the man of the people.
So it was, I'm just saying, when you're, that presidency of the HOA thing, or that whole HOA thing, it's just bad news on both sides. It sounds like the people are deliberately meddlesome. You've got the wrong kinds of.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's really annoying. And I just.
You can go above them to the, as you have, to the controlling
company.
Yeah,
yeah. And again, look, if I want to knock down walls, which I don't want to do, and I do something that could potentially sacrifice or compromise the architectural integrity of the building, then, you know, I would 100% make sure I'm doing it in the right way, and I would ask for permission. But I'm talking about cosmetic stuff, right?
Sure.
I mean, the electrical stuff was not cosmetic, which is why I did do it the right way. Everything was up to code. But this like notion of having to ask permission to do cosmetic stuff to your own place is insane to me. And it's especially insane when you're dealing with people who, you know, just they seem a little power obsessed.
Right.
You know?
She's clearly power obsessed.
Yeah.
If that was your first encounter with her, and why, again, this kind of goes back to what we're talking about with the cop and the guy. Like, it's a dog off a leash. I mean, okay, I mean, you know, it's not like I'm wielding a knife in the lobby.
And it was like it was a temporary thing. Like, believe me, I'm super, super protective of Charlie, and I understand the importance of keeping him on a leash, which is why he's always on a leash. But we're in the building, you know? And by the way, the building, it seems like a ghost town. Like you very rarely even run into anyone. And it's just funny that I just ran into her.
Unless your dog's not on a leash, then you run into somebody.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, it was bad. And then I was like up in arms about it. And Christian is just like, well, you did break the rules. So, but don't worry, I'm gonna go talk to her and I'm gonna tell her that, you know, we're gonna follow the rules from now on, but she needs to talk to us like we're adults. And because they also talk to me in a condescending way, because
sure,
we're the youngest people in the building. So
right.
I think they look at us and they probably think like we still live with our parents or something. I don't know. It's just really annoying. But I don't like to be scolded. Don't scold me.
Well, no one does. But when is the bathroom going to be done, Anna?
I don't know. And that's
what is the target date on
it? It's been a long time. I don't know.
Chris, you don't understand. I've lived this bathroom, I feel like. I've lived it. Because
it's been a while. This is so like fascinating to me. Like you guys, you have a bathroom that is yours that you can do things to. I have the ceiling in my bathroom right now for about a year has had this purple tinge because my neighbor's bathroom is leaking down, and it's just a problem I sort of live with because it's like I don't want to call my landlord, and I don't have like, because it's awful. They are awful. She's never watching this.
Yeah.
It's just like there's so many, like our heater has been working. It's on right all the time. And we can't turn it off, and we don't know why. And they're like just problems that like I would love to fix.
No, have you told her?
It's worse when you tell her.
No.
It's worse.
Oh,
like
yeah,
one
you
time
did
I
tell
told
me
her about a problem,
before.
And then she like started texting me at 2 a.m. to tell me to get rid of my dog, which ironically did happen. But that's
oh
busy.
My god, don't.
No. I know. I mean, like, but when I, so he's an 80-pound pit bull, and I definitely, well, he recently passed away, but so I like made sure to check with her before I moved in because he's not the sort of dog you can hide. He was huge. He was a beefy boy.
Yeah.
And so she would like text me at 2 a.m. after I made a complaint being like, you should not have dog. And I'm like, like, I was like, how are you awake right now? She like called me when I was at the movies. It was awful. And then she'll like, she really like, wow. You know the term of like negging where you like give someone, like you tear them down and then you lift them up. She'll do things to her. She's like, I want to come see you. Like, I want to see your show, but also stop complaining about the heat. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm feeling about this.
Thank you.
Like, you're going to be a big star. Get that dog out of my apartment. I'm like, oh God, like, I don't know what to do.
Jeez.
So I like, it's interesting that you guys have agency over the places that you live. And that seems like, I always thought that when I have my own place, I'm going to be so worry free. As soon as I get out of living under landlords.
Okay. So look, I don't want anyone who's watching this to think like Anna's like rolling in the dough. Like she just, you know, I dreamed about home ownership my entire life. And then I finally found something that A, wasn't in the area that I wanted to live in. B, wasn't a home. Okay. It's not a standalone home, obviously, is what I'm talking about. And was, you know, it's not what I dreamed about, but I just kind of got to a point in my life where I was like, time to set expectations low, girl, because you're not going to get what you dream about. And what I dream about isn't even like luxurious. I always just thought I would have like a modest like 1500 square foot home somewhere in LA, but that's just out of the question. It's so expensive. So a lot of like millennials who have saved up or whatever are now buying like condos or apartments or whatever. And so I thought, well, this is going to be a step up, but it's, look, in some ways it is because it is yours, but it's not really yours. Like you have to deal with, the homeowners association is my landlord. And if I don't pay that monthly fee, like I can get evicted.
But you're in the game. I mean, I think ownership of something is a good idea if you can get into it and you're in the game now. Mm-hmm. And sure, there are HOA fees and you should always ask what the HOA fees are because that is an added thing. They tell you, hey, it's just $1,700 a month after, oh really? And then, oh yeah, and the HOA fees are $400 a month. So I mean, whatever. But you're in the game, I think is the point.
And then there are like assessments.
You know, that is the worst.
Oh, it's the worst. Okay.
When they want to do something big with the building.
Okay, so you know how I say that I want to, well, you guys don't know, but in the past I've talked about how much I really want to do like a financial show because I think there's a lot of financial advice.
I think you mentioned that before.
Yeah.
That millennials don't get.
And by the way, there are lots of millennials out there who are financially responsible, who know a lot about finance.
No, I mean like we just don't, in college and in high school, there was never a mandatory course for us to take on financial responsibility.
Yeah.
So like me with my shit show of a life, which I love, but it's messy. I'm always just like, oh my God, Emma, do I have to, like my landlord, she's tried before to just send me bills for stuff. And I'm like, should I pay this? I don't know if it's, now I have, my girlfriend's a lawyer, so it's easier to ask her questions.
I was gonna say,
if you can get a lawyer in the family, it's always a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But she'll be like, you need this fee for the window. And I'm like, what happened to the window? But then I'm like, I'll just send her a check. And they're like, stop it, don't pay her for the window. Right. Go on, Anna, financial show.
People are so shady. But yeah, the thing I wanted to bring up was, so you go through, you know, whether it's a condo or like a home, like you go through the escrow process, right? Which was a huge learning experience for me.
I don't even know what that word is.
Escrow is like when it's like the transfer of money and everything from one party to another. And then there's also like home insurance involved. There's a title insurance involved. There's a bunch of stuff that, by the way, I knew nothing about. And so I kind of went into it blind, but I made sure to read every single document that came my way, everything.
Wow.
And it was funny because the real estate agent for the seller was like, you're gonna get a bunch of documents. You don't have to read everything. You know, it's just disclosures, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna read everything. And so I did, I would read everything. I would take notes on things I didn't understand. I would ask questions and like my real estate agent was like, wait, what is that? You read that? Okay, I guess I gotta look into it. And I was like, okay, well, this is great. But the thing that I read and I was really happy that I read was that last year, this HOA had something known as an assessment, right? And so they took out this massive loan to the tune of like, for me, it's massive, $350,000.
That's massive.
It is massive, right? And so since the HOA took that out to repair common areas in the building, everyone who lives in that building has to split the cost, right? And so it ended up being, I believe, $9,000 or close to $9,000 per unit.
Right.
And so if I hadn't caught that before escrow closed, then I would be responsible for paying that amount on top of my monthly HOA fees. And so I was like, no, this is not gonna happen.
Right.
And I thought, this is it. I guess this is not gonna work out and I'm gonna have to say no to this place and it sucks because I finally found something that fit my budget or whatever. And luckily, the seller was so desperate to sell.
Sure, they're not going to blow up the deal over $9,000.
Right, that he paid it. And yeah. And but here's another thing. They took that loan out last year, and then during the last HOA meeting, they were like, "We need to talk about replenishing our reserves." What?
That's the other thing. You constantly are looking at the reserves, and what Anna's talking about is really true. Like if you're living in a condo or you're living in any kind of common townhome type thing, you need to be aware of the fact that every time they want to upgrade something,
yeah,
the parking structure, anything, they want to repaint, they take that out of that fund that Anna's talking about.
The reserve, yeah.
And the reserve. And if the reserve isn't sufficient, and that's based on everybody's fees coming together, that's how you get the fund. If that fund's not sufficient, then guess what? It's an assessment.
Oh my God.
And that's that $9,000 per unit. It can be much more than that. I mean, you know, it's insane.
Wait. It could be much more than that?
Oh, yeah. There can be, if they, let's say the plumbing in the place is bad. They found lead and they've got to redo all the plumbing in the place. Guess what? It's going to be more than 9,000 a unit. I mean, it's just one of those things. And the problem with that is you can't even sell it because you have to disclose that. It's going to be just like what Anna's situation is. So if you go like, I'm going to get out of here. I'm not going to pay any assessment. Well, guess what? You have to tell the next buyer that there's going to be an assessment because you know that. That has to be disclosed.
You can disclose it and just hope that they're not going to read the documents, right? Like, which is what I feel like they were hoping with me, but they don't know who they're fucking with.
Exactly.
They don't know you.
That's right.
They don't know me.
That's
I'm going to read everything. Anyway.
All right. Well, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch for your bathroom improvements, but let's wrap it up already.
Yeah. We got to go. Thank you guys.
No, I mean, wrap up your bathroom already and wrap up this.
We got to wrap this up as well. But anyway, thank you guys for watching. And if you know anything about home improvement, want to give me advice, please tweet to me.
There you go.
I do retweets about that because I need help. But anyway, love you guys. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.